PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey could soon ban purchase of single-use plastic bottles by local and state governments. Assemblyman Joe Danielson has introduced legislation that he says is modeled from a similar law in Massachusetts. As drafted, the ban would only impact government entities. Your kid signs up for college at one price, but that price can change every year. To make things less uncertain for families, New Jersey lawmakers have introduced a bill that would cap in-state tuition hikes for public colleges and universities.
Jersey colleges expect to hit an enrollment cliff in the years ahead with fewer students coming in.
So my concern is when we see these enrollment dips, these colleges can charge whatever they want. They could go 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10%.
Assemblyman Cody Miller's bill says public higher ed institutions can't hike tuition by more than 2% in 1 year.
This is not new. Other states do this.
Separate legislation introduced earlier this year says a public college should freeze a student's tuition at their first year rate. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools scrambling to hire thousands of positions, educators competing with cell phone distractions in classrooms, districts losing millions in state funding. We've brought together the Garden State's top education experts to discuss these challenges. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall, Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's greatest educational challenges, next Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. And General Motors is recalling more than 449,000 SUVs and pickup trucks due to faulty software that might fail to display a warning light due to lost brake fluid, increasing risk of a crash. A free software update will be provided. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Sunshine for Saturday. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The weather looks pretty good heading into this weekend, but the ocean is a hot mess. We've had a persistent onshore wind for several days, and that will continue. So several rounds of coastal flooding are expected at high tide, right through Monday at least, minor to moderate category. That goes a bit beyond just the usual spots. A high risk of rip currents posted for the Jersey Shore too. Weather-wise, we'll see a few clouds tonight. It'll stay quiet with lows around 60, and tomorrow looks good. Partly sunny and seasonable, highs mid-70s. Down to the lower 70s on Sunday with a chance of a shower Sunday morning, then mostly cloudy skies. We'll see lots of clouds around on Monday and high temperatures only around the 70-degree mark. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Clark, it is 80 degrees, Middletown 79, and Atlantic City 78. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Ray Katina Auto Group. For every lifestyle, there's a Mercedes-Benz SUV just right for you. New 2025 models are now here at Mercedes-Benz of Edison. Stop laughing at me, Jeff. I can see you. Mercedes-Benz of Union and Ray Katina of Freehold. Schedule a test drive today to experience the full range of gas, hybrid, and electric Mercedes-Benz SUVs. Oh, I'll certainly be reading that again later this hour.
We'll do that again. That's okay.
Yeah, they're not paying for that one.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.